Today we introduce our theme for this year. And I want you to just say it with me, if you would. It's on the screen. Ready? Believe for greater things in 2016. Verily, truly, I tell you, whosoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. John 14:12. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. Do you believe it today? Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand for his word. It's going to come to pass in our life. If we'll walk with him and trust him, we're going to see these things happen in Jesus' name. It's your life, and God has plans for you. Before you were born, he had plans for you. Before you were conceived, he knew you would be. And he's always had plans for you. Brother Bracken, but I've gotten off track, still has plans for you. Brother Bracken, I've not lived right, still has plans for you. Brother Bracken, will God forgive me for all the terrible things? He already has. You just have to receive it and trust him in Jesus' name. God has plans for you. It's your life. I had planned on starting to preach our vision this morning, and the Lord kept taking me to Jabez. And I said, God, why in the world would you take me to Jabez for the first Sunday morning message of the new year? But turn around and tell somebody, God has a plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan. So it's your life, and God has a plan for you. 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles 4, and 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Dear Lord, don't you like that? And God granted him what he requested. I don't know what your need is today. I don't know what you need God to do for you. But I guarantee if you'll trust him in faith and believe him according to his word, that he will give the answer you need for your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. Therefore, if any man, matter of fact, read it with me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you that it's already inspired, already anointed. And Lord, we sense your presence in this room. Lord, we enjoy worshiping you. What a thrill it is. This is a part of worship too. Opening up our hearts, being real before you, and allowing you to speak into our lives. Because when we do that, Lord, we also will allow you to have your way. Bless, Father, I pray our hearts and lives. Cause us to grow and be strengthened. Meet the needs of people because you know what they are. We trust you, God, and we know you have a plan for each of us. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. You can be seated. It's your life, and God has a plan for you. Believe for greater things. Believe for greater things. Are you with me? Believe for greater things. You can. You can because God answers the prayers of imperfect people. Don't think you have to be perfect for God to hear you. Believe for greater things. You can because God uses imperfect people. He's using one this morning, hopefully, as I stand up here. You don't have to be perfect for God to use you. How many of you are glad? Jabez. The name itself is different and, for the most part, pretty easy to remember. Jabez. Ezra, who was high priest and scribe, was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the first and second Chronicles and record Israel's redemptive history. So what we are reading today comes from Ezra, the priest. In 1 Chronicles 4, Ezra was recording the genealogies of the people of Israel after they had come out of exile. As he wrote the genealogies of Judah, he inserted two verses about Jabez. These are two powerful, packed verses that has had an impact on the Christian world. How many of you here has ever read the Prayer of Jabez, the little book? Isn't it powerful? It's one, from two verses. Books have been written. Entire sermon series have been preached and taught from those two verses, from verse 9 and 10. In the midst of recorded genealogies, God says, here's a message, don't miss it. Here's a word, don't miss it. Believe God for greater things in 2016. Believe, ask, and expect more. Sometimes we don't believe big enough and we don't ask big enough. Sometimes we just don't ask. Jesus says, ask that you might receive, that your joy will be filled. Jabez believed, he asked, and he received what he asked for. So number one is this. What matters most is the person behind the name. What matters most is the person behind the name. Jabez. His name means pain. He who causes pain. Who in their right mind would name their child pain? Now your kids may give you some pain growing up. And I don't want to hear any amens from parents because your kids may be in here. But their turn will come. Amen. Pain. He who causes pain. Evidently, Jabez's mother must have experienced abnormal, severe pain and suffering while giving birth to Jabez. Because in those days, when they chose a name for their children, the names for their children, it was a very important thing to do. It was believed that the name given to a child would represent who they would become. A person's name was believed to sum up the person's character. How would you like to have the name Pain? Jabez. Pain. He who causes pain. What mother would choose such a name for her child? The Bible says in Genesis 3:16 that for every woman that gives birth, there's going to be pain in childbirth. Now, I've never had a baby. Don't want to have one. How many of you men are glad you're men? Can you shout me down a great big amen? But how many of you ladies have had babies? You could say, it was painful. Raise your hand. Can you say, now will you say it was worth it? I'm listening. See? But Genesis says that every woman that's going to give birth, there's sorrow and pain in giving birth. Wow. I can almost hear some of the thoughts of the friends, family, and some of the neighbors when they'd go visit Jabez and his mom and family, and she would call for Jabez or introduce him to people who came to visit. And I can almost hear some of their thoughts after you say, this is Jabez, my son. And they may not have said it, but I can almost hear them saying, wow, I bet she has her hands full with him. Because they believed that whatever name was given, and they usually took time to choose that name so it would have special meaning. But Jabez, as Jabez grew, and he learned that his name had to do with his mother's suffering, it would have been very easy for him to feel inferior and even responsible for his mother's pain. It would make him feel like he's responsible for his own suffering. Jabez. One of the emotions he may have dealt with was that he wasn't worthy to be alive. If I caused my mom that much pain and she named, why am I even here? I can see Jabez probably wrestled with that. I wonder how many times he endured being made fun of and teased and mocked because of his name. Hey, Jabez, you cause me pain every time I look at you. We used to have a little joke between my kids and me growing up and just picking on each other. And we'd say, is your face hurting? They'd say, no. Well, it's hurting me. And I quit teasing my kids. They've grown up now. They can beat you up now because they're grown, see. Jabez, you caused me pain. You know, children can really be cruel. Children and sometimes teenagers can really be cruel. Can really hurt other kids. Adults can too. Kids a lot of time do it in ignorance. A lot of times adults just do it. Let's leave that one alone and go on with the message today. Jabez's past could have ruined his entire life. But somewhere along the way, something changed. He changed. Somewhere along the way, Jabez got a handle on life. 1 Chronicles 2:55 says, there was a town named Jabez. And as I read in commentaries and studied this, commentators believe that the town was named after him. One commentary said, Jabez was a prominent thinker and leader. Jabez Payne, one who causes pain, and now there's a town named after him, and the commentaries say he was a prominent thinker and leader. Jabez became a person of influence. Now, I want you to let that sink in as we move through the message today. Jabez, your character usually lined up with the meaning of your name. Oh, by the way, my name's Leo. And I'm a lion. Supposed to be. Supposed to be bold as a lion. But really, the only one that's ever made me bold is Jesus Christ and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jabez became a person of influence. Listen, just because people label you, that doesn't mean that's who you are. Somebody shout me down over on this. See, and people will label you sometimes when they don't know you and they are mistaken. But at the same time, over time, each one of us will build a name for ourselves. Like it or not. We will build a name and a reputation for ourselves over the years. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. Jabez's character ended up being nothing like the meaning of his name. Now listen, it's not who you were. It's who you are and who you want to become. Are you hearing me today? It's not who you were. It's who you are and who you want to become. And today is a gift. Eleanor Roosevelt said the following words, and I quote, "Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it is called the present. Today is a gift from God." That's all you have. That's all I have. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow may never come. We have today. Turn around and tell somebody, today is what we have. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't even know if tomorrow will come. Do we? Wow. Today's a gift from God. I pray God help us not to waste it. Today's a gift from God. We need to be our best and do our best. Sunday's not a day to be lazy as far as your relationship with God. Sunday's a day to put Him first. Matter of fact, how about Monday through Sunday putting Him first? Number two, don't allow the negatives of your past to determine your future. Is there any here, say, Pastor Bracken, if I was now like I was in my past, I'd be in trouble. Anybody want to raise your hand and say that would be you? But don't allow the negatives of your past to determine your future. Now, none of us can change what's behind us. I'd like to sometime, wouldn't you? Some of my attitude, some of the things I've said, some of the things I've done, some of the choices I've made. How many of you would like to go back and change some things if you can? But how many of you know you can't? The past is set. There's no changing it. But each of us can learn from where we've been. And if we really learn from where we've been, most of our past, especially the negative and difficult, we surely don't want to repeat. We can learn from where we've been and be determined not to go back there. And we can't even afford to live there in our thinking in the past. Because the past is not the answer. The present with Christ at work is our answer for today and for tomorrow. I like Jeremiah 29:11, and I read those verses or quote them a lot because I think they're so powerful. And he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." How many of you know that's for you? That's for me. That's for us. I used to say, how many of you know who us was? Brother James, you say you and Sister Joan. But us is us. I want you to say this with me. This is my life. God has plans for me. I don't care who you are, where you've come from, what you've been through, what your background is. This is your life. God has plans for you. Greater plans than you ever know at this point. A plan that you can live out and enjoy. God has plans for us. 1 Chronicles 4:9, as we go back there, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Let me say it this way. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, even though his mother gave him a name that means he who causes pain. Though he had a name that had a certain meaning, Jabez was more honorable than others. What Jabez's mother expected is not what Jabez became. Never tell your children you'll never amount to anything. I wish I'd have never had you. I've counseled with people and children whose parents said, "I wish you'd have never been born." That's sad. That leaves marks and scars that probably only Jesus can heal. I will repeat, what Jabez's mother expected is not who he became. Somewhere along the way, Jabez decided to believe in God. Somewhere along the way, he decided to put his trust in the Lord. And by the way, you can outlive your past. Come on, shout me down this morning. You can outlive your past. Even if you've been raised right. And you've had a good past and you've lived right, and your future can be better than what it's ever been. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And no matter how terrible you think your past has been or may really have been, God's future is beyond that for you. Honorable. The word honorable means honest, moral, ethical, principled, righteous, right-minded. It seems like the Bible teaches in Timothy that God's given us a spirit of a sound mind. Honorable. Even though Jabez carried a name that caused him tremendous grief, he determined to outlive the meaning of his name. Sometimes churches have to outlive their past before they can reach their community. Come on, let's be honest today. And sometimes so do people. Probably sitting in this room are people whose past they're not proud of, and you were thought of differently in the past than you are today. You can outlive your past. Jabez determined to outlive the meaning of his name. He was determined to make the right kind of name for himself. Well, Brother Bracken, I don't care what people believe. You ought to. Well, I'm me and I'm going to do what I want. You're already in trouble. Because what you want or what I want doesn't always line up with what he wants. Amen? 2 Chronicles 5:17 that we read a few moments ago. Second Corinthians 5:17 again says, if any man is in Christ, what? He's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. See, this is how you give new meaning to your name. You know Jesus. You accept Christ. You receive Him. This is how you give meaning to your name. You have to be saved. And then you have to stay in Jesus. This is how your reputation changes. This is how the past is left behind. Because, number one, God sets the example of forgetting your past when you're saved. He wipes the slate clean and He remembers our sin no more. We're not God, but somehow with His help, we've got to leave it behind. In Jesus, you are new and the old is gone. Isn't that what the scripture says? There's no record that Jabez ever changed his birth name. But there is the record that we have today that he was an honorable man. His birth name might have meant this, but his life said, no, this is who he is. I've had people come to me in years past about certain people and say negative things. I said, well, that's not who I see. That's not what I've ever seen. I've even told some, I don't think you know them. He was honest, moral, ethical, principled, righteous, right-minded. He was righteous. How many of you know you can't be righteous without knowing God? Amen. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. You got to know Jesus. Jabez had to have he had to believe in God and put his trust in God to be declared righteous. He was right with God and he believed in prayer. Jabez was more honorable because of his relationship with God. If you want to live a life that's more honorable, get into a relationship with Jesus. Let Him truly change your life. Let Him guide you and begin to follow Him, and you will live a life that's honorable and pleasing, not only to God, but men will see that you've been changed and different and someone they can trust and look up to and depend on. Jabez was more honorable because of his relationship with God. Number three, sincere prayer will cause God to focus His attention on you. Sincere prayer of faith and trust. Of course, He had His mind on you before you were born. And even now He has His mind on you, particularly though when we come to Him in sincere prayer. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles 4 and 10, and it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. How many of you know if you pray sincerely, God does answer your prayer? It may be yes, it may be no, and then when he's silent, it may be wait. Amen. I want to read the notes from the Full Life Study Bible on verse 10. Talking about Jabez crying out to the God of Israel. It says, the righteous example of Jabez stresses the truth that God blesses those who faithfully call on Him. Note that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers in verse 9. Jabez demonstrates that God's divine blessing and protection do not come automatically, but occur as a result of our commitment to Him and His cause on earth and as a result of our prayers. The Chronicles' point of view is well expressed in 2 Chronicles 2:20. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Seems like the New Testament says something about humbling yourself before the Lord in due season. He'll lift you up. He knows how to exalt us as far as thinking good of ourselves and trusting Him. He knows how to exalt us as far as realizing God has a plan and a purpose for our life. Jabez. Is anybody in line to have your name changed to Jabez today? See, I don't know what some of your names are. I'm not sure what some of your names mean. But Jesus' name means deliverance. This was not just a bless me prayer. Jabez's prayer was a God be with me prayer. He said, first of all, bless me indeed. Then he said, enlarge my territory. Thirdly, he said, that your hand may be with me. Fourthly, he said to the Lord, that you may keep me from evil. In Jabez's day, the more land a person had, the more influence they had. The more children, the more livestock, the more servants a person had, the more influence they had in the community. Though Jabez had outlived the meaning of his name, though he had outlived his past, the past would at times try to haunt him. Does that ever happen to you? The past will try to haunt you, but just like you and I. There were times he was reminded of where he came from. Oh, aren't you the one that used to? Oh, I remember you back. Oh, I saw you at the bar. Oh, I remember one time when you were out and you were. Satan wants to remind us of where we've come from. And he really will try to convince us of what we've missed. I've not missed a thing. How about you? Why would Jabez request more land? Lord, increase my coast. And the answer is influence. Now, I want you to say this with me as well. The influence that comes from my life matters. Your influence matters. My influence matters. And you and I are going to influence others either positively or negatively. Either they're going to see Jesus in our lives or they're not. Lord, bless me. Cause me to have more influence. Why? You said, Brother Brackett, it's not a bless me prayer. It's not. His prayer was a God be with me prayer. God, give me more land. Why? Influence. See, Jabez wanted people to know without a doubt that God was with him. It wasn't about the land. It was about influence so he could tell people about his God. Come on, shout me down today. He wanted people to know that God was his protector. Doesn't sound like a man that caused pain, does it? Jabez cried out to God. His prayer was not some flim-flamsy prayer. Have you ever gotten a habit of just praying to, just so you can say you've done it? Have you ever prayed and deep in your heart you just prayed? That's not where we need to live. His prayer was a request for God to be recognized as the one who had blessed him and had given him everything that he needed. Do we give God the glory for everything he's given us? What is our response? Well, I've really worked hard for that. Who do you think gave you the health to work hard for that? Amen? Increased influence meant that more people would listen to him. Remember, more land, more children, more in the city gates. Boy, you could become popular and people would listen. Am I telling you the truth today? Are you listening to me? Jabez's prayer also, I believe, was a prayer of commitment. As with Jabez, the only way that people can truly see that God is with us and is blessing us is when we're committed to him. We're living in a day when fewer and fewer people are committed to God and committed to their church. Let me repeat. As with Jabez, the only way people continue to see that God is with us and is blessing us is when we're committed to him. True commitment to God will always reveal Jesus in us. True commitment reveals Jesus in us. Dear Lord. Influence matters. The person behind the name is who we really are. I don't know of too many Brackens that preach and teach the word or pastor. Not of my set. I came from a line of Brackens who were bootleggers. Didn't know that, did you? I never helped them, I promise. Even my own daddy used to put it in his trunk and haul it place. I don't know if Joan ever knew that or not. She does know a lot of them, and I didn't help him either. Bootleggers make their own whiskey. I came from a family, a lot of my relatives were alcoholics. I have cousins who got drunk and killed cousins, and one that shot and killed his daddy. Not all Brackens are bad, can you say, thank God? And it's not that they were bad, it's that they were in sin and needed a Savior. I'm not saying that to make my family look bad. I want us to realize no matter what our background is, no matter who our family is, that will not determine your future. Your relationship with God will determine your future. Or lack of relationship. Character is who you are. Character is who you are when nobody is watching. At church, we can look like one thing and in secret be another. And we can fool people most of the time, but never fool God. Decisions determine destiny. Today is a gift. Some decisions we make today, some of us, the decisions we make today is going to determine tomorrow, our destiny. So as I draw to a close today, what matters most is the person behind the name. Oh, by the way, most of the Brackens were also musicians. Banjo, fiddle, we call it a fiddle, guitars, and most could sing. And a lot of that's got into my children. And I love my family. So there was some good mixed in there. But even with all that talent and ability, that's not what determines my total future. The decision to follow Jesus changes everything because it changes you. So what matters most is the person behind the name. Brother Bracken, you don't have. I've had people look at me. I've had people tell me. Who was somebody told me today about a friend of theirs they were in the store with, and he was over getting something off the shelf. Chef, I think it was Mike, was telling it in Sunday school. And Loretta, how many of you remember Loretta? And Loretta walked up to a counter buying her stuff, and the man standing beside the counter said, I hate you. She said, I don't even know you. She said, but I hate you. And she made a comment back, something like, lovers of darkness has always hated light. And there was a spirit with that man that recognized Jesus in her. And he said, right in the store, I hate you. What matters is God's hand on your life and on mine. And Jesus said, they hated me first, they're going to hate you too. Don't allow the negatives of your past to determine your future. It's easy to always blame parents. It's easy to always blame children. It's easy to always blame someone else when life is hard. We don't need to blame. We need to put our dependence on Jesus and in his power and ability. Now listen, your past, don't allow the negative of your past to determine your future. And I'm not just talking about people who've gotten into gross sin. What about believers? What about Christians who've allowed themselves to become negative and judgmental, critical? What about believers who've slipped into an I don't care attitude? What about Christians who have just simply become slack? If that's where you are, you don't have to live there. And it's not God's will for you to live there. Just because you've come short of what God expects, you don't have to live there. This is not a condemning message. This is a freeing message, if we'll get hold of it. You can come out of where you've been living, and you can outlive your past. Dear God. And if you've not already begun, you can start today. God forgives. Let him. Sincere prayer will cause God to focus his attention on you. If you've been slack on your praying, slack on spending time with God, slack, you've not been real serious with your praying, then get serious. Why? Because we're living in serious times. Scripture says, draw near to God, and he will what? He'll draw near to you. Just remember this morning, this is your life, and God has plans for you. And if it's been hard for you as a believer, it's probably been hard for you as a believer a lot of the times because you're right on track with God's will for your life. Satan does not want you to arrive where God intends you to be. He doesn't want you to be doing what God intends for you to be doing. So if it's hard, it's been hard to push through. It's been hard to be faithful. It's been hard to commit. It's been hard to be joyful. Can anybody relate to that? It's probably because Satan is at work trying to keep you from becoming who you're supposed to be in God. You know what we need to tell him? Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. You're not going to stop me because Jesus in me is unstoppable. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. This is your life. Does it matter what people think of you? Yes. But if you're living right and pleasing God and they still think evil, keep living right and pleasing God. But if you're giving them justification by the way you live to label you, then quit giving them justification. Change your life. Change the way you live. Put your trust in Jesus. Depend on him and outlive your past and build a brand new history for your life. Because you can. That's why Jesus died. He died to save you and to heal you of your past and put you on a path of righteousness that leads to his throne room in heaven where you'll spend eternity with Jesus. Amen. Oh, but on the way, he intends to use you and use me for his glory. God uses imperfect people, and I'm so glad he does. How about you? Now, Proverbs 3:5-8 in the Message Bible says this: trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. He knows how. I don't even know how to keep my own self on track. Do you? Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God and run from evil. Your body will glow with health and your very bones will vibrate with life. Aren't those some powerful verses? Aren't you thankful for his word today? Come on, stand with me and just begin to praise him. Thank you, God, for your word today. Dear Lord. Hallelujah. The only way he can keep us on track is to be committed to him. It's not going to work any other way. We can't be committed to the world and committed to Jesus at the same time. We can't go our own way and go his way at the same time. Commitment required. Jabez's prayer was about who God is, what he had done and would do in his life. I'll be a young 65 in May. But I refuse to believe that God's finished with me. Just a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, this is one of my sincere prayers. And I want you to hear one of my sincere prayers. Psalm 71 and 16 says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, you have taught me from my youth. And up till now I've delivered or have declared your wondrous works. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I've showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Whenever I'm finished here, as I move to the finish line of my life in ministry, I really do want to finish strong. Don't you? If your commitment to Jesus is lacking, if there's very little, if any, prayer life, it's time to recommit. Is it all right to tell you the truth? Love other things more than coming to his house and worshiping him. Need to recommit. There's something wrong. We all struggle with that sometime, but if that's where you're living, it's time to change. Amen. God's been changing me, and he's not finished. He's still changing me. Surely until I die, I pray and believe and hopefully will allow him, plan to continue to grow me. It's your life, and God has a plan. Who owns your pocketbook? Who owns your heart? Who owns your family? Who owns your cars and your houses? Your name might be on the titles, but if you give them to him, come on. God has a plan. He's not finished with you. Oh, if you could hear Shirley's testimony, if you could hear some other testimonies of where people have come from. If we knew one another's story, we'd be amazed that God would be using us today. Tell the person beside you before we pray, God's not finished with you, and God's not finished with me. Now say this with me. This is my life. Come on, shout it out. This is my life. God has a plan for me. Lift your hands. Come on. If we need to do some surrendering, let's do it. My Father, thank you, God, for your wonderful word. Thank you for Jabez that outlived his past. Lord, thank you that we don't have to live up to people's expectation. We have to live up to God's expectation. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness today. Dear Lord, we've all blown it at times. Forgive us, oh God. Lord, forgive me for being critical on the job. Forgive me for being negative. Forgive me, Lord, for not putting you first. Forgive me for getting weary and well-doing. Forgive me, God, when I've not put you first. Forgive me when I've not tithed. Forgive me when I've not helped the needy. Forgive me, Lord, when I've not served when I knew I should. God, forgive me. Today, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Lord, I thank you today for washing me afresh. Lord, we feel like Jabez today. God, we won't influence increase so that people will hear what we have to say. We're not asking for more money, more houses and lands today. We're asking for more anointing, more of the Holy Spirit in our life, more power, more of Jesus being manifested. So Lord, we surrender so that when we are around people, they'll listen to what we have to say. They'll see our life. They'll recognize that it's different. They'll see the anointing on our lives. And God, there's something, and some may say, I hate you, but oh God, deep inside, they're longing for what we have. Lord Jesus, help us to be the light to a dark, dying, lost world. And for those of us in this place today who are saying, forgive me, I think it's already a done deal. Ladies, men, youth, it's already a done deal. As we uttered it out of our mouth, God's already said, you're forgiven. And then what he wants us to do is do differently when we leave here. I'm speaking to me, talking to us. I'm just going to ask you, if God's really touching your heart and speaking to you now, if God's word is helping you today, put your hand up and back down. If you're hearing God and you're responding, put your hand up and back down. Don't have to, there, God, speaking to me too. Says, a brand new creature. So right where you stand, you can do that right now.